Hey everyone, this is Toon Kid. Long time no see. I mean, damn, it's been 2-3 months-ish, I guess? I don't know. I don't have iTunes open, so I really don't know how long it's been. But yeah, I'm back and ready to get this shit started. God, I hate how that sounds so gay. Why do I always do it? Why? Oh, why? Whatever, but fucking shit's happened since last time I've done a show. I don't even remember what my last show was, because I haven't listened to it in probably a month. It's definitely been a lot longer than that, because I kind of took the summer off. Kind of a vacation. I didn't leave. I didn't take a hiatus. I just took a vacation from the world of podcasting and just live my life without all you motherfuckers. Not that I don't love you, you're awesome, because you listen to the show, which I still don't understand why, but whatever. But yeah, I don't know if anybody remembers, but yeah, I worked at Cold Stone, ice cream shop. I quit that, because they pay shit. They pay minimum wage, which is like $6.75. Not very good money at all. And then, now I work at a caffeineaholic store. I work at Starbucks, which is awesome. Because it's like, oh, cool benefits, all that shit, and plus you get like free coffee, free tea, you get basically you get free everything. And it's just a great job, and I love it. It's just, the other day I had to work 5 a.m. to 4 p.m. straight. 11 hours, made me want to kill myself. I've never wanted to kill myself so much, and kill everybody else around me, than that day. But whatever. Really? I don't know. I always hate when I do this, because I always think I can have some, like, a bunch of ideas just flowing and flowing out of me. But I usually end up just... it's usually how my mind goes. My mind goes... Oh, fuck. Oh, die. But, something that happened that was really cool, I think a lot of y'all will be interested in, is I went to the Digital Life Conference in New York City. For free, and it was so much fun. It's like the next like E3 shit. I don't think it's that big, but it is a lot of fun. I got to play Guitar Hero 2, which was so much fun. I see why everybody loves Guitar Hero, and I can't wait until I have enough money to buy a PS2 just for Guitar Hero and Guitar Hero 2. So yeah, anybody who wants to come over or bring their PS2 and play Guitar Hero, by all means, drop me a line. I'll be ready and willing. They also had some cool Alienware systems. I played them. If you're a big gamer, like with World of Warcraft and Oblivion and shit like that, like, that'd be a lot of fun. But other than that, I really don't understand why you would want to get an Alienware system if you're just gonna go on the internet and all that shit. Especially since now, because they're owned by Dell, and that kind of just sucks. If you didn't know that, yeah, Dell bought Alienware, which is not a good thing. So we all cry over that. It's a very sentimental moment. Alienware lost its Dell-genity. How sad. But, yeah. I got tons of shit. GameTap was there. They had this huge fuck-off thing. And they were giving away, like, free t-shirts and free hats and bags and shit. Like, the bag was, like, an orange shit. It said GameTap.
GameTap. Ooh.
But, yeah. All you had to do was, like, fill out a questionnaire, like... whatever, like, what are the ghost names in Pac-Man, and, like, shit like that. And I filled it out once, I got a t-shirt. I was like, sweet. And so I got 5 more, the application things. Filled them all out, I got 4 more t-shirts and a bag, and then I tried out video game tournament. I did a video game tournament for, Street Fighter, and I sucked. I only got to the second round out of, like, 5 rounds, which is means I basically won one game. I did the new gamer strategy. Push all the buttons as fast as you can and hope you do something cool. Which helped a little bit, but not so much in the long run. Because people actually knew what they were doing and could kick my ass. But anyway, wow, people are looking at me. Because I'm in the parking lot of my school. And I'm talking to a laptop. And they're wondering, what the fuck are you doing? Because you're a crazy fucking asshole. Oh well. Fuck you, you fucking piece of shit! I need help, goddammit. But yeah, now that I figured this whole shit out, and now that I have an actual microphone that works, and Audacity, because I got a new laptop, which is amazing, and it has like a webcam, and microphone, and wireless internet, and Bluetooth shit, and all that's pretty cool. I want to try and get a Bluetooth headset hooked up to my computer, but I do not know how to do it. If anybody who's out there who knows how to do it, please contact me, because I really want to do it, so I don't have to, like, hold my laptop, like, about 7 inches away from my face, so I can actually, like, record. This is a very uncomfortable position to be in a car. Back to the shit. GameTap. I was formerly against GameTap, against any of that pay-by-month bullshit shit thing, but, I was playing it at the convention. I was like, oh, sweet, they have so many games. It's awesome. Because they have, like, Galaga or whatever the fuck it's called. They have tons of old shit. They have tons of new shit. They have new Sam & Max game. Which is amazing. Sorry, burp there. So I was like, okay, fuck it. I'll try it out. Because they had a deal there. You pay $10 for 2.5 months. That sounds pretty awesome. 2.5 months, you can play over 700 games. And they're adding games all the time, so it's pretty cool. So I tried it. And I've tried it, and I love it. It's great for what I call myself an ADD gamer. One of those people who kind of plays a game, gets bored of it, goes into the next game. Which is awesome, because I do that with these games. I can do that in about 30 minutes. I can go through, like, 4 games and be like, okay, cool, this is awesome. I never have to stop playing games, ever, in my life. Because I always have more and more games to play. So yeah, I'm really excited. That's basically what I do when I go home from play practice. I go home, spend like 4 hours playing video games. Last night I was playing Dig Dug, which was amazing and so much fun. I played Pac-Man for a while. I played Galaga. And I played Prince of Persia, Sands of Time, which was so much fun. So much. Yeah, so it's great. What it does basically is just... you go online and you play games. They download the bigger ones to your computer, but others are just streaming, which is really not that bad. If you have a good connection, totally seamless. You don't even notice that you're online. It's like it's all on your computer. It's so awesome. I sound like a GameTap groupie, but yeah, it's so much fucking fun. Try it out. Even if you just get the 2-week trial, try it out. Have fun. Play whatever you want. It's awesome. Blah. What else did I try out there? I don't know. I got like 20 shirts while I was there, which was amazing. Fuck. Oh yeah, my laptop. Awesome. It's an Acer Aspire 5670, which is pretty cool. And I have tons of games. I have Street Bike Fury again. I downloaded all the old games that I talked about couple months ago, and like in our backyard drop, and like a Street Bike Fury in and shit like that, which is awesome. I also got an external hard drive because I knew I would need it. So basically I took all the files from my old computer, put it on this external hard drive, which is 300 gigs, which is so awesome. So, and my laptop is 100 gigs, so basically I have 400 gigs of memory to fill. That's gonna take some time. About a month, 2 months max. But I got this for my birthday. Awesome laptop. What's great about it is when you have it unplugged from like the power thing, you can control like how everything is. Like you can control how bright the screen is, how fast the CPU is, blah blah blah. But yeah, it's pretty cool. Oh, quick thing. 22 days, 9 hours, 41 minutes, and 18 seconds until the Wii comes out. Yes, I am a geek. I have a Wii countdown counter on my desktop, which is awesome, and I love it. And yeah, what's really weird about my school, because I go to a community college, that they don't have wireless internet, which totally blows. Like, I can't upload this right now. I have to wait until I go home, which will be around 1, because we're fucking a week away from fucking the show, and we're never going to be able to fucking leave here. And so basically I have to wait till 1 o'clock until I can fucking do this shit. So So that's gonna take a fucking while. I still don't even know if it's recording because I minimized Audacity. And I kind of feel like I'm talking out of my ass, which I basically do every time I record a show. Which is something for all you newcomers, you need to learn. Basically, I talk out of my ass for 20-30 minutes until I'm like, fuck it. Yeah, that's the show. And then I just throw it up online and hope it works. But, I have to get a Halloween costume. Sucks. Honestly, like, I'm 19 years old. I am fucking tired of dressing up. Maybe when I'm in my 20s and I'll just dress up for fun to get the youth of it. But right now, I'm sick and tired of fucking dressing up for Halloween. And I have to do it for a fucking class. And I don't fucking want to. Like, I really don't. It just pisses me off that I have to go out, spend the money just for a fucking class. Like, everyone's like, oh my god, it's so exciting. Fuck it. I don't care. It's a fucking dance class. I don't need to dress up for a fucking dance class. That's fucking bullshit. But, yeah. God damn it. Yeah, Halloween. Hate it. I don't know why. 2 days I hate the most. Halloween and Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day, because I'm fucking hate it. Yeah. Even when I'm in a relationship, I'm just like, yeah. Why can't? I'm about to get into the gayest speech ever, and fucking beat Robbie for his shit. So, yeah, that will be my rant right there. I'll probably come back with some more bullshit. Kind of feel proud of myself. This is gonna sound very bad to some of you people, but I got to call an old lady a cunt, and I was so happy, cause fucking I was leaving work, and it was the busiest day ever. Cause at Starbucks, everyone wants coffee, especially on a cold day. And this last Sunday, there was 3 carnivals going on, all within a mile of where I work. And like there was a bike show, a car show, and an actual carnival. And fucking everybody was coming in for coffee, and the store was so packed, you could not open the door. I opened, so I was there for a little bit longer before people started coming in. And once people started coming in, we set it up to where you're just on one thing. I was set up to where I was on bar, which is where they just do all the espresso drinks. I probably made 400 drinks in about 5 hours. I wanted to kill people. And when I was leaving, I went out to my car. It was in a parking lot. And in the parking lot, you know how it's like, sometimes there's not a lot of room to move around, like, to drive through the lane. Well, this bitch had put her car there and parked. And I drove up behind it, and I waited for a second. I'm like, okay, maybe they'll figure it out and move. I honked my horn. I see this old lady coming by me. She's like, oh, you can get around. I'm like, I don't need that right now. She's like, oh, yeah, you can get around. I'm like, wait, is this your fucking car? And she just looks around. I'm like, if this is your fucking car, you better fucking move it, you fucking cunt. Now, or I will ram it. Basically, I can't remember exactly, but I know I said cunt. That's what I was happy about. And she was like, there's no need to be like that. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up, you bitch. Old people piss me off. Especially old people in my town, because they really fucking piss me off. But I love my grandparents, which really doesn't make sense, but they're mine, so I can love them and you can hate them. I don't give a shit, but whatever. Because at least my grandparents aren't that stupid. Like, they actually, like, make sense most of the time. Most of the time. But yeah, it's getting upwards of 15 minutes now, and I haven't stopped talking. I'm not used to this. I'm not Jackie. I'm not Simon. I'm not fucking... What's her name? Janine? Fuck, how the fuck did I forget it? Oh, she's gonna be pissed. I'm not any of those people. I'm not used to talking forever. I normally do this in squirts. I can do about 5 minutes, 6 minutes a time. Cut it out, put shit in. But now I'm just kind of like rambling on about random shit. And I'm pretty sure you're fucking bored of this shit. You really want to turn it off. So I'm gonna do you a favor. And just end this with a short show. And want to thank everybody for still being there for me. for all the comments I've gotten, for the emails and being like, where the fuck? What the fuck are you doing? But yeah, and thank you to Jackie for really kicking it off. Because you were the one who I probably listened to the most. You're like, where the fuck's the show? I'm like, oh, I should do that. Really should. Yeah, where's the show? You and Simon. But yeah, thanks a lot for everybody who's going back to podcasting. Thanks a lot for listening. I love you all, and peace out, fuckers!